This is the Baltimore Sports Free For All.
Well, that was an uneventful conclusion to Maryland's Big Ten tournament run.
Yeah, it's such a shame, too, because after their quarterfinal win against Nebraska, you would have really had hoped that they would have shown up against Michigan State. And here's the thing, Ray. It felt like they did, but they didn't.
Yeah. And considering, you know, now it's tournament time.
It is tournament
time. There is now no more room for error. You have to play like the team that everyone expected you to play as. Hey, you could be a sleeper. You could have feigned us all and made, you know, players, you made teams not take you very seriously because Maryland's not playing to the level that we expected. But they could surprise you come tournament time.
Yeah, before we get into the tournament and brackets and bracketologies of it all, can we at least reminisce on the last two games Maryland played? Of course, let's talk about the win, the quarterfinal win they had against the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Maryland winning that game 97-86. I know what you're thinking. Wow, it must have been a tough battle, but Maryland pulled it out in the end. Well, here's the thing, Ray, and I'm sure you agree with this. Maryland should have won that game by 30 points. They were leading 54-37 after the first half. Second half, Nebraska outscored them 49-43. That is quite a drop-off in turnover points.
But this is, as I said, you were expecting them to beat that team by 30 points, but were you actually expecting them to beat them by 30 points considering Maryland's play as of late?
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
I mean, even then, a convincing win to them is a convincing win to where, hey, it could show Maryland maybe turn a corner, and then the Michigan State game happened.
Yep, best player of that Nebraska win was Jake Lehman, who had 26 points, 6 for 9 from the three-point line, 8 for 13 from the floor, 4 for 6 from the free throw line, also had 5 rebounds and 2 steals. Is it safe to say that Jake Lehman in his senior year is trying to up his stock before the NBA draft? I mean, I know it must be a long shot, but I'm sure he's somewhere in his gut. He's like, maybe if I play hard enough and average 20 points, some scouts will see this, finally make it.
Possibly, but somebody whose stock has been lowered is 100% Melo Trimble.
Yep, Melo Trimble in that game, 16 points. Also, 6 for 13 from the floor, 4 for 8 from the three-point line, so not too bad there. 7 rebounds, 8 assists.
He's got to turn it on in this tournament.
Yep.
That's the way he's got to do it. He's got to turn it on in this tournament, and then people would maybe look at it, but then they're going to say, well, towards the end of the season and in the Big Ten tournament, though, you were declining really bad there, Trimble. What happened? And a lot of people can't really explain it.
Yep, one guy who could definitely be gone after this year is freshman center Diamond Stone, who in that win, Ray, had 23 points and 8 rebounds. So you're talking about Melo Trimble stepping up. Well, Diamond Stone needs to continue his stellar play. So this is where we move on to the semifinals, which took place this past Saturday as the Michigan State Spartans were playing against the Maryland Terrapins. And after the first half, Michigan State was up 41-33. And you would have thought, well, Maryland's only down by 8 points. It could have been worse. I mean, Michigan State's a pretty darn good team. And then second half, Maryland outscores them 28-23. But when you have missed opportunities after missed opportunities in the last 2 minutes of the game, especially by Melo Trimble towards the end with the missed layups, it certainly is going to hurt your cause. Looking at some of the guys here who did okay, Robert Carter Jr., 18 points, 2 assists, 8 rebounds, 3 for 5 from the three-point line. Melo Trimble, Ray, only had 11 points. He had 3 rebounds, 2 assists, and was 1 for 7 from the three-point line. If there was anything that cost you the game, that was that right there. 1 for 7 from the three-point line against a Michigan State team who, correct me if I'm wrong again, Ray, is probably one of the best three-point defenses in all of collegiate basketball.
I wouldn't correct you on that at all. I mean,
Tom Izzo centers his team around that philosophy right there.
I mean, granted, they're a little weaker than they have been in recent years. They're still a force to be dealt with, especially when you mention that name, Tom Izzo, as the coach.
And, oh, by the way, Tom Izzo and his Michigan State Spartans are your Big Ten tournament champions after winning 66-62 against Purdue. Now, it's bracket time, and bracket time means filling out your brackets, hoping you get it 100% right, even though there's a better chance of a comet hitting the Earth than you getting it 100% right.
I have a feeling that I'm going to be ripping this in half like Chris Jericho ripped up the Get Well Brett sign on Saturday.
That was in bad taste.
I don't know if it was in... No, it was. He was he's playing the bad guy, Josh.
I know, and
he's pandering to be a bad guy, like slapping a cup out of a woman's hand. You shouldn't have touched him.
Kind of like how Diamond Stone played the bad guy against one of the Wisconsin players. I mean, that was a bad guy move.
That was just a bad guy move. Not in terms of showmanship. It wasn't part of the game, as where Jericho's, you know, antics are a part of the show.
Yep. So the show is the NCAA tournament, the 2016 NCAA tournament. So let's get down to brass tacks here. Maryland ended up getting the number 5 seed, as they will be hosting South Dakota State on the first round, which will be taking place between March 17th and March 18th. So since March 17th is on Thursday, Maryland's game will be on a Friday. And they are, of course, going to be in the south part of the bracket here, as they're sort of on the west side of things. So they're hosting South Dakota State. Ray, does Maryland win that game?
Yes.
Okay, now let me ask you this. They got to play the winner of Cal and Hawaii.
Cal, so they will beat Cal.
Really? All right, so let's just assume number 1 Kansas runs through them all. Does Maryland make it to the Elite Eight like many experts thought they would at the beginning of the season?
No, because they've got
such a bad guy.
They've got a big K there to deal with, because Kansas is going up against Austin, PA. Austin, PA, is that what it says right there?
Austin, PA, yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, they're going to easily beat that game. Connecticut and Colorado, I believe Connecticut is going to win that game, but then Kansas is going to go ahead and beat Connecticut. So Kansas versus Maryland in the Sweet 16.
Yep, Mom.
They will make it to the Sweet 16.
Yep.
But bye, Felicia.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say, Mark Turgeon, we love you and everything, but when it comes to the coaching battle against Bill Self, you kind of have a little ways to go before you're comparable to in that group.
Yeah, he's getting there. He's getting there.
He's getting there. Okay, so let's go to the Final Four. Who do you have in your Final Four and why?
I have Kansas because, for obvious reasons, I think they're the strongest of the teams here in the NCAA.
Okay.
Oregon, because, once again, it seems like, they got to go against Duke, but Duke is not exactly your mom's Duke.
Yeah, usually when you put the East Coast teams out there on the West Coast, sometimes they just do not fare too well, especially since they'll be playing... Actually, they're all playing in Houston. So then again, you do have that West Coast advantage for those teams.
Okay, so you're thinking to yourself, okay, wow, he's got 2-1s already in his Final Four. This is going to be very interesting about his Final Four. Well, they don't ever have 4-1s. They only had it once, and that was a couple years ago. But nope, in the East Division, it is going to be Xavier.
All right, Xavier, I'm guessing because they're just a strong number 2 team right there.
Well, I mean, they would have to go up against Wisconsin, and Wisconsin doesn't really scare me that much. West Virginia, that could prove to be tough, but I think Xavier gets past them. Then they go up against North Carolina, and that game is going to be 100% a toss-up. But I just went with Xavier as to say, hey, North Carolina could be the one seed that goes down.
Who's your fourth and final team?
That one is going to be the surprise. It's going to be the George Mason of this tournament, and that's going to be Gonzaga.
I was going to say, because George Mason isn't anywhere on the bracket, but yeah, Gonzaga. So this isn't the Gonzaga team that had John Stockton on there, right? You do realize that.
Yeah, they could surprise you.
Or I believe Adam Morrison was on that team as well. They don't have that team there.
I mean, Utah, Michigan State, I think, is going to be the one that they absolutely have the upset on. And then, of course, I had them going up against Butler, and that's something you gotta pick a wild card. That's just one thing you gotta do, is you gotta pick a wild card, and Gonzaga is my wild card.
All right, so who goes to the finals?
It's gonna be Kansas and Gonzaga.
And who wins?
Kansas.
You're evil. You are absolutely evil. Kids, you're gonna make it far. You're gonna go farther than anybody expected. And you're going to lose by 25 points to Kansas.
Isn't that what Butler did a few years ago?
Yeah, twice.
They went to the finals. They were like the darlings of the NCAA tournament, and they get bounced.
Yeah, and they get bounced indeed.
In anticlimactic fashion.
All right, so I have Maryland making it to the Sweet 16. I agree with you on the Kansas trouncing, unfortunately.
You think it's going to be a trouncing?
I think it'll be by 15 points.
Wow.
It'll be by at least 15 points. I think
give them a little credit.
I think they'll out-rebound them, too. But then again, that was most Maryland games down the stretch. unfortunately for the University of Maryland. All right, so my final four here. For some reason, I like Oklahoma and Villanova on the west side, or the south and west side, whereas on the east side, I like Xavier and I like Michigan State.
So the only one we agree about in the final four is Xavier.
Yeah, exactly.
And watch him get eliminated in like the second round.
That could be a possibility, but I guess because Xavier has a cool name and it looks nice on the bracket sheet that, oh, hey, why not? We'll do the upsets there. I have Villanova beating Oklahoma. This will probably be one of the better games of the tournament, but I think they'll beat them by 2 points, probably a last game shot. I think Michigan State, unfortunately, will trounce Xavier, and now you'll have Villanova going up against Michigan State, and for once in Villanova's life, Ray, they are going to shock. They're actually going to live up to expectations, and I have Villanova as your 2016 NCAA men's champion
okay,
in basketball.
That's bold. We have two different brackets, and that makes for very interesting conversation here on the show, and then there are going to be people second-guessing us, like, why would you do that? Why? I'm like, because the brackets don't turn out the way you want them to, so you got to pick wild cards.
Okay, so now we move on to the women's, and this is the unfortunate thing about predicting the women's basketball championship, and it's that there is not as much parity in women's basketball as there is in men's basketball. Unfortunately, women's basketball is ruled by the top eight schools, and the rest have a 1% shot of making it any farther than they're expected to. So that being said, let's look at our final four, our predicted final four. Do you see UConn going to the final four, Ray?
Yes.
Okay. Who else other than UConn do you see making it to the Final Four?
Oregon State.
Okay, Oregon State. 28-4 Oregon State. Okay, going to the Final Four.
And Arizona State.
Okay, Arizona State. They are on the east side, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right, and who will be representing the other part of the Eastern bracket?
Lexington.
Lexington?
Maryland.
Wow, so You're gonna have Arizona. Now you're getting me mixed up.
Wow, we are terrible right now.
Arizona State. That actually sounds pretty cool. Arizona State.
We are butchering the English language right
Maryland
now.
Maryland versus Arizona State in the East, and then of course you have UConn versus Oregon State in the West. Who wins the West? I guess I'm gonna figure out your answer there.
UConn.
Okay, UConn. And who do you have winning on the East?
Maryland.
So, it's going to be a power matchup. It's going to be Gino Auriemma versus Brenda Fries. It's going to be UConn, the undefeated UConn Huskies versus the Maryland women's basketball team. Ray, who is your national champion?
UConn.
You are so evil! Why? Why would you do that to our listeners? Now, you know what happened? Now we went down in listenership because you made that prediction. Okay, you know
why? I'm going to get rotten fruit thrown in the studio?
Possibly. But you know what? No, I'm going to save this segment right now. UConn, yes, they're going to be in the Final Four. Oregon State will be in the Final Four as well. Let's see here. I will have, if I had to pick one, Ohio State will be in the Final Four, and Maryland will be in the Final Four in the East. Maryland's going to beat Ohio State. Oregon State will beat UConn. Oregon State versus Maryland in the finals. The Maryland women's basketball team, Ray, for the first time since 2006, will be your 2016 NCAA women's basketball champion.
Yeah, I can just imagine them, our listenership, being angry at me. He's like, man, I was listening to the Baltimore Sports Free For All the other day, and oh, I'm so angry at Atkinson, I could just throw a tomato at him.
You do look like you could take a tomato to the face, though, if you really tried.
I don't know. The tomatoes are pretty decent. I don't mind tomatoes.
Yeah, I mean, tomatoes are great. I mean, it's...
You know what, though? When I think of people throwing fruit, I think of an American tale.
Yeah, you know what else I think of when people are throwing tomatoes is the scene from Batman Returns when Penguin said, "Why do they always bring fruit to a speech?" Yeah, so there you have it, folks. Those are our brackets and our predictions, and there is a 99.9% chance that we're going to be wrong.
Maybe, but until then, we shall find out in future editions of the Baltimore Sports Free For All. I am Ray Atkinson.
And I'm Josh Hall.
And we will see you all.